Listening Library presents Who Was Roald Dahl? By True Kelly. Read for you by Renee Ruiz. Who Was Roald Dahl? In 1940, during World War II, Roald Dahl was a fighter pilot in the British Royal Air Force. He had to fly a biplane to a secret airstrip in Africa, accompanied by a pilot in a second plane. Roald was nervous about finding the airstrip. It was hidden and could be hard to spot. It was also very near enemy lines. When they took off, it was already getting dark. Roald figured the airstrip was about 50 minutes away. But after about an hour, there was still no airstrip in sight, just empty desert, rocks, and boulders. Roald circled the area desperately. Had he been given the wrong directions? He was low on gas. It was growing darker. He had to do an emergency landing. He had to take a chance. The plane crashed. Roald's nose was smashed, his skull was fractured, and he was knocked out. The plane burst into flames. The pilot in the second plane managed to land safely and rescue Roald. It took a long time for Roald to get better. Did he go back home? No, he still wanted to be a fighter pilot. By the time World War II ended in 1945, he had shot down 5 enemy planes. His war adventures in far-off Africa made good stories. Roald started writing about them for magazines. Today, however, Roald Dahl is not world-famous for being a war hero or a magazine writer.